Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast to see you through your day. Hope you'll enjoy this one. As always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. Do support Sarah by visiting her site, and that helps me. So what I want to talk to you about is something which has been, well, much in the news over the past week, and that is cancer. But not just cancer. Cancer and COVID jabs. Is there a possible link between the two? Question mark. Well, let's look at some of the details here to put it all in context, because I think if we contextualize it, then we can talk more knowledgeably. So first of all, it is said that cancer causes 1 in 4 of all deaths in the UK, with a peak rate in people aged 85 to 89, perhaps unsurprisingly. So it is a very common source of death, as I say, 1 in 4. And obviously we know that following the diagnosis of Catherine, Princess of Wales, who's only 42, there's been this whole sort of surge in compassion for her and the family as they cope with this diagnosis, not at 85, at 89, but at age 42. Okay. Now, the survival rates vary massively between cancer, and we know that. And obviously a lot of us, and including myself, wish her a full recovery. Now, we could go down a deeper rabbit hole there, but we won't at this point. However, the thing about the cancer is that there's so many factors in play, and most notably, is the body's natural immune system capable of coping with the rogue cells that attack it? It's fundamental. Now, the last weekend, the Telegraph reported that an epidemic, their words, not mine, of cancer in young people being under the age of 50, had taken experts by surprise. Oh, really? Apparently, diet, genetic inheritance, and perhaps a greater willingness to get tested are amongst possible factors mentioned by researchers. Okay, I think you're missing something. The American Cancer Society also said that a record 2 million new cases of cancer are expected in 2024, many of which will occur in young people. Are you getting the theme here? Are you getting the theme? There is a suggestion, statistical information, that the huge increase in the numbers of long-term sick, which we read about the other day, relates to an increase in cancer cases in the 15 to 44-year-old age group. And then this is the kicker, my friends. This is what we're waiting for. That increase began in 2021 and accelerated in 2022. Okay? So isn't that interesting? And in the States, if we look at the U.S. death rates in which cancer was the underlying cause, well, those started to rise in 2020 by 1.7%. They jumped up in 2021 to 5.6%. They soared up in 2022 to 7.9%. So that is pretty, pretty significant. Now, is there something that happened in late 2020, early 2021, that could possibly be a further explanatory cause? Well, of course there was, and they studiously ignore that. They don't want to talk about this. The possibility that the mass rollout of the COVID mRNA jabs could have something to do with the crisis is apparently just even not on the radar of the medical authorities, the scientific authorities, the political parties. No, they're not prepared to talk about that. But it's interesting because almost 3 years ago, there was a 42-page scholarly study called Worse Than the Disease, reviewing some possible unintended consequences of mRNA vaccines against COVID-19. And in this 42-page study, it set out evidence that the mass rollout of the jabs, which of course, as we know, has the deadly spike, pathogenic spike protein in it, was not taking account of the complexity of the body's potential for reactions to this foreign genetic material. The worry was especially great because the RNA code used in the jabs is modified so as to make it long-lasting. So, long story short, have we've been jabbing people with experimental treatments which actually can cause the conditions which lead to the cancer. That's what we need to know. And we have had people such as Dr. Angus Dalglish, London University professor, showing that the COVID genetic sequence had been engineered to make the spike protein a specific threat to humans. So in other words, yes, were the jabs a bioweapon? Yeah, I think the jabs were a bioweapon. I think that. And it turns out that it may well be that one of the consequences of the bioweapon is that people get turbo cancers. Yeah? Turbo cancers. Now, the people who are most are the most ardent advocates of the jabs totally ignore this, and they just dismiss it point blank. But then these are the same people who point blank refused any criticism of the jabs all the way through this. So these people are basically lost to science, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm with the immunologist, Dr. Jessica Rose, who's argued that more than a year ago, she said this, that vaccinated people who are persistently making the spike protein in their body could be prone to cancer promotion rather than suppression. She said, quote, "This is why people are experiencing relapses of cancers previously in remission. And this is why new and rare cancers are appearing as well." Well, yeah, we read about it all the time. You know, these terrible cancers seem to come. They seem to take people very quickly. Those people who have been in remission suddenly flare up, and in no time whatever, they're dead. Now, of course, anyone who talks about this is instantly demonized, because we all, I mean, I think there's a general fear of cancer in the population, and none of us would want to have a cancer diagnosis. But is it possible that the consequence of taking the experimental gene therapy is that, yeah, you have a higher preponderance to getting cancer because your body is doing things inside that says that that potentially can lead to the creation of cancer? So look, you know, it's a very tricky one, this one here. It is noteworthy that we have got the likes of Pfizer and Moderna backing big on creating an mRNA cancer jab. And, you know, there you go. I mean, the irony in that is just off the scale. But we, as I said, we have to have sympathy for anyone who gets cancer at any age. It's sad that so many young people are getting them. And it's curious that this surge in cancers seems to originate back in late 2020, take off in 2021, and accelerate further into 2022 based on data. I wonder what could have caused it. Thanks for listening.